I like Rolos too. Mm-hmm. I like chocolate and caramel.
I like the Cadbury eggs, like once a year.
Yes. I can barely get through it,
mm-hmm.
but it's awesome in the start. It's like, it's so good. And then by the end of it, I'm like, okay,
that
I'm
was
done.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
I can wait a whole year.
Yep.
Who's going out of business? Is it Cadbury going out of business?
They sold the business to Kraft, I think. And that's what the whole controversy is with Hershey's is trying to block the imports of Cadbury chocolate from the UK because they have a license to make the Cadbury chocolate here. So they're like, well, now you can't import this. And it's like some bullshit about trademark. Like they said, oh, if you look at these two packagings together, you can get them confused. I'm like, what kind of fucking idiot is going to confuse the two just because they're the same color?
What two?
Like Toffee Crisp bars and like Reese's. What is the Reese's, like Nutrageous or something like that? It's like some sort of Reese's bar.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit. And I'm pissed because I fucking love going to the British shop and getting their chocolate. Toffee Crisp bars are fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking amazing. So yeah, I'm a little pissed about that. Like I don't get like active about shit that I care about, but when you try to take away my chocolate, I sign a petition. That is when I sign the fucking petition.
Word.
I think this episode just got really female.
It did.
And now we've been talking about chocolate. We must be PMSing.
It's Valentine's Day,
bitches.
Valentine's Day. PMSing.
Or some people say it Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
Or Galentine was yesterday.
Yes.
What the fuck
is
that?
I didn't get to eat any waffles.
Parks and Rec. Leslie Knope made up a day. Galentine.
Right over my head. No, I don't watch that show.
It's a day before Valentine's Day when all the girls get together and have brunch.
Yes. And they celebrate being ladies.
Right. And they eat waffles and frittatas.
Mm-hmm. I will do that any day. I don't fucking need a special day.
Every goddamn day is Galentine's Day.
That's goddamn right.
Mm. Well, I don't need a special day for my boyfriend to tell me that he loves me. So there.
Valentine's. I agree with you on that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the kind of person that, like, I don't give a shit about Valentine's. I like the gesture, you know, if somebody gives me something, but I'm not the kind of woman that's like, you need to go all out, and if you don't, I'm gonna fucking break up with you. Oh my god. Like, it's
this
just
sad ass bitch that I hate at work actually got her husband, well, she didn't get him to. I'm sure he sort of did it on his own volition and part fear. Sent her flowers. He delivered them himself to the office.
Aw.
And then because she's too fucking fat and disgusting and lazy to normally I wouldn't use that as a derogatory
term. I'm just saying, you hate this woman.
Yeah, I do.
I hate her already. Yeah, I don't even know her.
She made her husband come back and pick them up after she left work.
What?
To take them home. Because she couldn't pick them up and carry them to the car.
What a fucking slob.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I just saw a thing this morning where somebody was complaining that they ordered from ProFlowers, and it says clearly on the description, on the picture, arrives in bud form. Because a lot of ProFlowers do. Like, mm-hmm. they cut them before they're fully bloomed so that they last longer.
Which and they're prettier when you get to see them bloom.
They took a picture of and the flowers are, like, all drooping over because they didn't follow the instructions, and they're complaining that, this is not what the picture looks like. And, they put it on Reddit, and everybody just fucking tore them a new one. They were
good.
Like, you're a fucking idiot. And way to ruin this company's reputation by slandering
them.
Yeah. Yeah, by being stupid.
Well, I'm glad it went to the front page by the person being stupid rather than, right.
Exactly.
Word. Yeah.
And they're not even a fucking sponsor. Like, we're not even one of those podcasts that, like, buy from ProFlowers, enter the code cuntface.
I don't think they'd ever sponsor us.
We just killed it right now.
Enter the code cuntface. I like that.
Hashtag cuntface.
Hashtag cuntface.
Go to stamps.com/ right. cuntface.
We're never getting sponsored.
Welcome back to Mouthy Podcast, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Sorry, this is in Nash. We're not.
Missed my cue. Sorry.
Well, ladies.
don't start that again. Jesus Christ, Deb.
It's my Jerry Lewis impression. It's the only one that's really good.
You call that good?
It's the only impression I do that's good. I know it is, because every time I do it, people just die. They're like, oh my God, I know that.
They literally die?
Yeah, they do. I do it all the time.
It's really bad.
It's my superpower. It's my superpower. It's really bad. I'm sorry, blad.
Blad.
It's really bad when Jerry Lewis does it. So
this is true.
Back in the day.
This is true.
You know, I don't think he doesn't do it anymore. He doesn't do much of anything anymore. Except be a dick, from what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't he one of those guys that says women comedians aren't funny?
Yeah. And he's like, what, 800 years old?
Yeah.
And he's not that funny either.
No.
So.
He's you know, whole of France loved him.
Maybe he has a vagina. Just saying. No, has anybody ever seen his dick?
Right.
And I certainly have not.
I don't want to know. And the rumor, after watching Flubber, I really don't want to know. The original, not the Eddie Murphy one.
No, that was Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams, you're right.
Thank you.
He's a jerk because he does like book signings or he does lecture tours and people will bring in the book and they'll say, hey, Jerry, will you sign a copy? And he's like, no.
No, listen to me talk. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
What do you think I am? An old celebrity?
Yeah.
A dick.
Do you remember? Hey, Jerry, do you remember that one time I met you?
Why would I remember you? I've met many people over my lifetime.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff I've
heard about. Not only do you do an amazing Hello Ladies impression, you do a wonderful angry Jerry Lewis impression. That's awesome.
So sad.
Deb has this incredible connection to Jerry Lewis.
Except for the dick part.
Channel him.
Yeah. Dick. You're the first person he's going to when he dies and like he needs someone to bring him back. The medium. The Jerry Lewis medium.
The guy who always wanted to be in the Rat Pack but never really was. Poor guy.
It's going to be like Ghost.
Hello, ladies! And the ladies are
you
like,
in danger, girl. You in danger, lady.
Danger, lady! You know who else did it? It was the Animaniacs. They would do it every now and then.
Yes.
Okay, they did it really well. I love that shit.
Did it really well. Wait a minute.
Yeah, like, unlike you. That's exactly what I'm saying right now.
Ginny still hasn't had her yogurt yet.
No, I haven't.
Her cunt yogurt.
My vagina yogurt.
Ew.
Did you see that?
Yes, man. I hate that stuff.
I love that.
I love vagina yogurt.
I love that Lauren pointed out that there was this quote in the article that said there's a possibility that vagina yogurt could end up being pathogenic. It's like, yeah. Well, duh.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
Right?
Ew.
Especially if you're doing your knitting in there like the one lady
did.
Well, you know, I have to agree with the opening of the article, which was you could find all sorts of information about jizz yogurt.
Ew.
Yeah. There's a whole cookbook.
I remember us talking about.
Right. And I'm just like, you're right. If there's a jizz cookbook, somebody should be doing something with their vagina.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't have the other one either.
You're right. Neither of them should have. But it's an equal opportunity disgusting, you know.
This is true.
Topic.
Oh, no. Ew. It's just nasty.
Blah.
Nasty.
Blah. Blah.
Next blah. Topic.
Blah. Blah.
There has been like a lot of really fucking disgusting shit up on Facebook lately.
Yes.
Have you noticed that? Like, everybody's posting fucking like random injuries.
Yes, it's gross. I don't want to be aware of
that. Who posted a random injury? I haven't seen anything gross lately. Like that.
I'm not going to name any names for this one, but there was a lady who posted when her sister apparently lost a war with a pair of scissors and got a 3-inch puncture wound in her hand. And they were at the emergency room waiting to get in. She posted the picture of her sister's hand with like the gaping wound
Ew.
And the blood and shit. And so, okay, somebody posted.
On Instagram?
No, it's just.
No, it's okay on Instagram because they make it look like art.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That actually might have helped to like tone out the gory detail. But it was like, it was a little bit fucking disgusting. And I'm not like really squeamish or anything, but I was just like, why would you even do that? Like, what prompted you to fucking decide?
That's total attention thing.
Like, look at me.
Well, somebody reported the picture as being like violent or disgusting or something like that. And she challenged it and won.
You can challenge it?
I guess. Or like,
wow.
I don't know if like Facebook just kind of reviewed the
I object, thing. Your Honor,
yeah.
Zuckerberg.
Basically. But she started this whole like thread of, you know, oh my God, I can't believe some people would complain about this or whatever. And I'm like, well, no shit. I mean, She had like 50 friends come back and say, girl, they crazy. They stupid. They got nothing better to do with their time but report pictures on Facebook.
And you've got nothing better to do with your time than post disgusting photos.
Or, I mean, I said, well, of course they don't have something better to do with their time. They're on Facebook to begin with. That is what you fucking do, is waste time on Facebook. That's it. And I think I was the only person who stood up and said, no, yeah, it was fucking disgusting. I didn't report it, but yeah, it was gross. Like,
it is gross. I agree. It's very gross.
You saw something disgusting like the same day.
I did. What did I see?
The picture of the blackheads.
Oh, yeah. But that was like a train wreck. Oh, my God. That was disgusting. Oh, my God. And apparently this guy in India, this dermatologist in India, makes videos of gross skin conditions or gross things like this all the time at the request of the YouTube audience.
Oh,
why?
God.
Ooh, he was like, watch as we get. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so gross. I can't believe
you actually clicked on it. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I did. I'm sad, but I know this is sad, but I'm not sad. I know this is gross and it sounds sad, but I wanted to be an esthetician. I wanted to be, at one point, I wanted to be a dermatologist, and then I realized I had to be a doctor to do that. Yeah, that's okay. It's way too much study. And then I was like, yeah, and I never did it, but I'm always the one in the family that people come to. No, seriously. They are like, hey, I got something I think you can help me with. And I'm like, not a problem.
Help me with this boil on
my
ass.
Does this look weird?
It's gross. I know it's gross and it screams me out when I do it, but I feel so like I'm helping. And
now
like,
you have a responsibility.
And it makes me feel good. And when I'm done, I'm like, yeah, we took care of that. It was when my grandmother was alive, from the time she was like 75 to the day she died, I would go over every now and then and I would pluck the hairs out of her chin. I would pluck her eyebrows. That's, and then she had this one blackhead behind her ear. And
that's not that bad, though.
Take care of it.
I mean, compared to like gaping wounds and boils and fucking.
Okay, well, the video on Facebook of the blackheads.
I didn't click on it. I saw the picture and I just blacked it out and kept scrolling. I was like, no.
And a comedian posted it. So it was just kind of like, I knew he was doing it to be funny. But yeah, it was like one of those things you're like, I know you guys have watched things and done things where you're just like with one eye open, just looking at the thing.
Yeah.
Wondering why the heck you're looking at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the same day that I saw the gaping flesh wound, I also saw somebody with a fish hook through their thumb.
Ew.
Yeah, and it was I'm not gonna go into the detail, but it was pretty vivid. Just today, I think I saw somebody with a pitchfork through their ass. I'm starting to think that a lot of these are like Photoshop.
Who are you friends with?
I am friends with like some fucking disturbed people.
Obviously.
I mean,
yowza.
Nothing tops dicks in high-heeled shoes. Did you guys see that one? I'm gonna share the link with you. I gotta share it because I Yeah.
Dicks in high heel shoes?
There's a Tumblr out there where people, these guys take their dicks and put them in high heeled shoes and take a photo of it. And then they put like a quote underneath that says, like, I got these on sale or something like that.
Oh.
It's the kind of thing, though, that it's not disgusting and gory, but it's just, you're kind of fascinated and horrified by it at the same time. Like, there's somebody has a fetish for this. Maybe?
Siri, look up dicks in high heel shoes.
I think it's called Your Dick Looks Great in These Shoes, oddly enough.
It's taking Siri a while.
Siri is taking in everything we're saying right now.
Oh, sorry, Siri.
It just said, sorry, Siri.
Well, bitch, we got a show to do, okay? Let's move on, Siri.
Looking. What is Siri sticking in? Is that what he said?
Siri is sticking his dick into high-heeled shoes.
Yeah, and the first thing that come up is parody. Siri stuck in an argument. However, I was very proud of Siri the other day. I said, what's the weather like, Siri? And it went, I said, speak up, Siri. And it went, oh, it's going to be about 40 degrees. It actually got louder and repeated
fucking
itself.
Fucking troll.
Wow.
I was very impressed.
Speak up, bitch.
Okay, all right. Can you hear me now?
Yowza.
Oh,
did we even introduce ourselves?
I'm Deb.
No. Oh. Hi, Deb.
Mary, you missed it. I apparently have started a whole new movement called Bitch Life.
Bitch Life!
Oh, yay! She's in.
I like Bitch Life. That sounds fun.
Like, yeah. Thug life, but bitchier.
Right, and instead of pouring out a beer or whiskey or whatever for your, you pour out cranberries.
I'm all in.
I thought it would be like a pumpkin spice latte.
Right, that too.
That's in the winter. Oh, wait. The Cranberita is a winter exclusive,
no,
too.
No, wait, wait. Bitch life is anybody. White bitch life. That would be the pumpkin spice. Oh,
okay, yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right.
All right, I'm down.
So welcome back, Mary.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
It has been like ages and ages.
I know.
And ages.
I'm like, I forgot how to do this. Like, how do I talk? I'm supposed to talk into this microphone and say things and
Tom Hiddleston
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
It's been so long. Apparently, we had people asking where the hell you were anyway, so we had to have you come back.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Actually, I have a voicemail. Oh, shit. Howard's calling in.
Uh-oh.
Hi! Hello! How's it going, Brad?
Hey!
What's going on? Did you guys just get started?
Pretty much.
Yep.
I've got something I need to say to you.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he's outside.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Yay! Woo!
Happy Valentine's.
Sweet!
Look at that motherfucker down there in Florida where it's all fucking warm and sunny. You asshole.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We love you.
I dressed up for you guys.
Oh, nice tie.
Ooh.
Well, tie.
Yeah, business look at, time.
It looks like it's part of Seussical.
Hi, Jen.
What? I'm Deb.
That's Deb.
Lauren.
Deb!
Oh, my God. I'm having a broadcastrophe.
I wish the listeners could see this.
He's got Broadzimers.
I can't get the theme song for the Family Guy out of my head.
Oh, sing God, it. I'm so sorry.
On which you used to rely. you are not going to be able to play that, are you?
Yeah, we can play that. You sang it.
It wasn't the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's you not like the whole thing. And on top of that, Who's listening to us that they're going to make us take it off?
Let them sue us. Actually, I don't care.
That would be kind of cool, kind
of. Yeah, it would get us a lot of attention. And all of a sudden, they're like, "These are the broads being sued by Seth MacFarlane and the Family Guy."
Woo! Suck my ass.
Woo, woo.
What's the topic today? What are you guys discussing?
We were just talking about gross stuff on Facebook. When people post like gross injuries and crap like that on Facebook.
You knew about my horrific story. I believe your response to mine was, oh, good Lord.
I say that a lot. What was it?
What was it?
Oh, my God. It's really bad. Are you sure you want me to get into this on your show?
Do it.
All right. So it wasn't on my wall. It was, you know how they have the little strip to the side? And you can, it says, like, Mary Jane is listening to Spotify or whatever. Well, there's one. I'm looking at it, and it said, I'm, like, looking at the little picture because it's a thumbnail, a very misleading thumbnail. And it looked like there was going to be some sort of alien thing, like alien autopsy, like totally like sci-fi fakeroo. And I'm looking at it, so I'm like, okay, I'll click on it. And I could not unclick fast enough. It was the most disturbing thing ever. This lady, and it looked like it was in India, because it had this like, I don't know, spirograph looking font. Maybe Comic Sans, or no, papyrus.
Mm.
And... and this is gonna be not funny in just a second, but this baby, it was okay, it had just been given birth, and it was sitting by itself, like sitting on a table, and it was making this noise like
oh.
And God. It looked, I mean, I swear to God, you remember in Alien when the thing comes out of the guy's chest and like stares and is like I could not bleach my brain.
Ew.
I was like, oh my God.
What's now I'm going to go look this up.
I know.
It was so horrifying. And apparently there's some condition in the baby. They only live for a few hours. But somebody decided, oh, this is a great idea. Let's film this. And let's like,
ew.
Let's two girls, one cup, the baby birth. It was terrible. Oh.
And let's use it as our Spotify icon. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
That's celebratory.
New Facebook profile image coming right up.
Woo. Let's dance.
What's the beverage of choice? I see you guys have some saucy looking cocktails. Are they themed?
This is the Bud Light Cranberita.
It's a Bud Light malt beverage theme.
We're high class here.
But, no, that's good. I would drink that for maybe not. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't hold
long,
me to it.
it's not as bad as you would think, actually.
It's all right. The Cranberita's okay. It's the Mangarita.
Yeah.
I would totally love drinking one of those with you girls.
Here you go.
Oh, it's just like Zima. I went through a big Zima phase.
Ooh, dude, yeah. So did I.
You just dated yourself. Wait, we just dated all of ourselves.
Yes. Smashing Pumpkins concert in 95 in Williamsburg.
Oh,
I had a six pack of that jank.
Oh.
And then you had heartburn afterward.
Oh, my heart. What's wrong with me? Am I having a heart attack?
And then no, Billy Corgan was a dick, and the rest of the evening was, yeah.
Why? Because he wouldn't give you a Tums?
Something like that. He's just an asshole.
Is that what the kids are calling it now? Give him a Tums.
Give me a Tums.
Shake your love. I just can't shake your love.
Oh my God, that song. I had a friend in high school, total queen. He actually counted the number of times she said shake your love in the song and then like wrote it. It was like shake your love and then 57 or something like that.
Aww. Because so, when I turn 57, I'll be able to sing the song all day and it will be relevant.
See, like yeah. Gay Rain Man?
Gay Rain Man.
Hey, ladies, I know I'm on, it's just short right now. I do kind of got to go. I got to go pick up dry cleaning for my boo.
Aww.
You're so sweet.
Well, thank you for calling. It's good to actually see your face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, and speak with you in real time.
Yep, we were having
fun.
Well,
I am so glad you included me in your show. I feel like an honorary gal.
You are an honorary broad.
Yes, even better, a broad gal.
Right.
Well, since it is Valentine's Day, I think we should all do it like a FaceTime hug. Can you, like, kind of get close
Come
to
get
the camera?
Closer, guys.
Sorry, get close.
Yeah.
The best. Happy that Valentine's was Day, broads.
Happy Valentine's.
Bye. Happy Valentine's Day. That was unexpectedly sweet.
Well, I think we should take a break anyway so I can eat my vagina yogurt.
Yes, eat your vagina yogurt.
And then I can have some crème burrito with you guys, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Let's take a break.
Well, I'm upper class, high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls.
Mouthy Broadcast is brought to you by Jewels by Mouse. JewelsByMouse.com specializes in stunning handcrafted silver jewelry. Necklaces, earrings, bracelets, rings, they do it all, including beautiful handmade jewel boxes to keep everything in. Val makes jewelry that she loves with mixed metals and rivets, unusually shaped stones, spiraling organic forms, and textures that want to be touched. Be sure to check the specials page for clearance items. That's jewelsbymouse.com. Tell them Mouthy Broadcast sent you.
Now, are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we'll begin.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor.
Each week, we and our guests have an uncensored discussion about an episode of the hit BBC series Doctor Who, starting with the 2005 reboot.
Occasionally, we'll cross the time streams and talk about one of the classic episodes.
We like to have a little bit of fun with it. We're not super serious about anything, especially Doctor Who.
We take a lighthearted look at Doctor Who because we love the show, and so do you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not wearing underwear. How about you?
No.
That's our show.
Yeah, baby. So join us at PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS thing.
What the hell's an RSS thing?
We have one site.
I love how that's like a concept for couples now. Like, you can't watch a show without me if you started watching it. You know, like, if you watch it together, you have to watch it together all the time. Like, yep.
Well, when else are you going to watch it? Because you're, like, hanging out all the time. And if you live together, then it's like, oh, yeah. I got to go in the other room and watch the show while you do whatever.
Yeah. No, but he always says to me, you can catch up on your own. And I'm like, when the fuck am I going to do that? I got my own shit.
Well, like right now, Ben is in San Francisco, and I really would fucking want to watch The Flash, and I can't. So now I'm like 2 or 3 weeks behind because he's not watching it while he's out there. And I'm like, shit, you know, there's something else I wanted to watch. And I'm like, no, and I have to wait for him. Oh, I didn't wait for him on Better Call Saul. I'm like, fuck you. I'm watching it.
Yeah. That wasn't bad. The very first one, I was a little like, eh. And then
I'm on board 100%.
I like it.
I meant to get the DVR to record it, and then I forgot, so I'm going to have to watch them online.
On demand or whatever.
It is, yeah.
So
so many things to watch.
So you're amped about this Crimson Peak thing.
Yes, I'm super amped.
I don't even know what the fuck a Crimson Peak is.
Tell her about it. I mean, yeah, tell her about it, because I watched the trailer, and I was like, oh, heck yeah.
Should I just play the trailer?
It's not just Tom Hiddleston.
Because my buddy Doug Jones is actually, he's the voice of the ghost at the end of the trailer.
Ghosts are real.
Turn around, make it big. That's what
she
said.
That's what I know.
Did you say her vagina?
Yeah, vagina.
Look at Tom Hiddleston. Oh, yes.
Okay, which one was Jessica Chastain?
The dark-haired one.
Oh, so his sister.
Yeah.
This is my sister.
There are parts of the house that are unsafe.
There's a part of this that reminds me of Flowers in the Attic.
Where they bang?
No. Well, maybe.
I can imagine the two of you in here as children. We were not allowed in here as children. We were confined to the nursery.
Flowers in the Attic.
Okay.
Creepy.
Okay, I'm on board. I'm gonna see this.
Yep.
Oh dear.
Girl.
Sex scene.
In your own best interest, proceed with caution.
Now check out the ghost
house. Specific deaths. Violent deaths.
A ducky.
I have to leave.
Oh. I'm here to take you away.
There's okay, nowhere else to go.
What's the guy on Sons of Anarchy?
This is your home now.
Charlie, come on.
I love that.
The finger, those hands hugged me.
The hands on her shoulder. It's like, whoa.
I got to see this shit. Okay, Guillermo del Toro.
Hell yeah.
He's the guy from Pan's Labyrinth,
yes.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that movie scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, fucking David Bowie Labyrinth kind of shit. And here's like this motherfucker with like,
that's playing some dumb shit.
I forgot to turn off autoplay.
Fucking YouTube.
Screw you, YouTube. Yeah. So I thought it was going to be just like fairies and fucking happy.
And it starts out that way a little bit.
But then there's like guys getting the shit beat out of them and that creepy motherfucker with the eyeballs.
Dougie. I love Dougie.
Oh, but he's so creepy.
I know. He's so good. How is he your friend?
Well, we're Facebook friends. He's a friend of my friend. He's a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. And he was actually at the Scares That Care con last year.
Uh-huh.
And so I finally got to meet him, and it was pretty cool because we were just chit-chatting about our mutual friend. And I was just like, but at the time, I didn't even know that he was doing. I mean, I figured because he's buddies with Guillermo,
mm-hmm.
and he's pretty much been in most of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't even think to ask him about. Is he the kind of character actor that's like you never actually see his face because he's always in a costume?
He trained as a mime, so he's very tall, he's very skinny, and he's very physical, so he's good at doing those kind of. He also plays an alien on that Fallen Skies show that's on TNT. He's Cochise.
Oh,
and,
is he?
Yeah,
awesome.
And but yeah, I mean, he was Abe Sapien and Hellboy, and he's just got that physicality where he's just super, like, he can be creepy. So they had him do the ghosties, and
it just reminds me of oh god, what the fuck's his name? It just right out of my head, Gollum, the guy who plays Gollum.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah. Yes, like he's in so many movies as, you know, CGI characters. Yeah. So,
yep. But yeah, he's a super nice guy. Very good hugger.
He's a very good hugger. Very cute.
I swear to God, I thought you said hooker. And I'm like, and Deb's like, yeah, he's a very good hooker. And I'm like, what the fuck what are they saying right now?
Hugs.
What?
Hugs, hooker.
Oh my God.
There's this secret world that some of these actors do, you know? They male gigolos do.
I didn't realize Del Toro was such a writer for The Hobbit. They have him listed as a writer for An Unexpected Journey, The Desolation of Smaug, and The Battle of the Five Armies. That's a lot.
I never saw the third one. I just realized that like about a week ago I completely fucking missed it. I'm kind of pissed.
It was sort of satisfying. I mean, because by that time you knew that these movies really weren't as awesome as you were hoping they would be, and plus you weren't hoping there would be three freaking movies. So by the third one, you kind of, your expectations weren't very high. It was just kind of like, all right, let's just get this
over
with.
Okay, it's over. Thank God.
Woo. Yeah, and it was satatisfying in the way that
They wrapped it up. They did it. Did they do it the way that you expected the movie to be done, basically?
I think so. I mean, the battle scenes were pretty badass. And, I mean, Billy Connolly shows up as a dwarf king, and he's riding a friggin' battle warthog, which is pretty awesome. But, I mean, that's... It just was what it was. Right. It wasn't spectacular, but you kind of, once it ended, it turned you all super nostalgic for the first three movies.
Yeah.
And it just
was
like, this is actually done. Like, there aren't going to be, you know, there's not going to be a fucking Silmarillion movie or.
Oh my God.
I mean, and if they are, I'm just going to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. It was entertaining, but I'm glad it's done.
I've been wanting to rewatch The Lord of the Rings, but, you know, You have to do the extended edition. You can't do like the regular ones. And it's like, that's such a time investment to watch all three of those. I mean, that's like a whole weekend if you watch them, you know.
That's what we do every year, like around the holidays. What we do, we sit around. And
I used to do that every year, and it just kind of fell apart, and I haven't been able to make the time to do it, and it really sucks.
It's good times.
February is a good time for that, for like binge watching things.
Yeah, because it's so cold.
Nobody goes out. Netflix thought of it first. That's why. That's part of the reason.
Oh, with like House of Cards.
House of Cards does so well. That, and it's really good.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's really good.
And that's coming back soon.
Yeah. They pre-released it by accident and somebody watched it.
Whoops.
Yeah. But anyway, I went out a couple of years ago to like this movie. It was like some sort of local, we're doing a movie, come out, drink beer type of thing. And so I went, and it was February like 17th or something. Mm-hmm. Nobody was there. It was like, and there were like tumbleweeds going down Collie Avenue. And we were like one of four people in the theater, and they expected like tons of people to show up. Because usually for these types of movies that are hosted by this local group, tons of people show up. But it was like the one time I showed up to one of their movies and nobody was there.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Tumbleweed.
Wow. It was just every time you step out of your door in February, even here in Virginia Beach, Norfolk area, there's a chance that you might get snow like while you're gone. Like you come out and there's like a foot of snow on the ground. Like, what the fuck happened? You
know? Right.
It's weird because for me, like, I'm starting to be OK. I'm like, I can go outside now and not want to just curl up in a ball and stay in my blankets and have my cat snuggled me and just hate life.
Well, this year's,
like, seasonal depression is over come this time. It's like, it's actually the sun comes out.
Right. It's getting, the days are getting longer.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes. I will say that, like, that's probably the best thing about December 21st is I look at it, like, I try to look at it from the optimistic point of view and say, okay, this is the shortest day of the year. They are going to get longer. We're going to get more sunlight after this day.
My favorite day is still the day when I'm outside and it's still light at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, yeah.
Look, I'm just trying to rationalize how much I fucking hate the winter.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, once you get past the winter solstice, it's like, okay.
Wait a minute.
How is this all related
to Crimson Peak? By the way,
I don't know. We digressed. But yeah, that...
It's spookier in the dark in the winter time.
Exactly. That's it.
It's the type of movie you want to see all curled up on the couch.
Yeah.
When does that movie come out?
It comes out in October.
What the hell?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
10, 9,
they have a whole trailer.
8 months for some Hiddleston on my screen.
What a fucking cock tease.
Although, actually, that's not true because The Avengers is coming out and apparently Loki's in that.
Ooh. Howard really likes us. Or he likes the attention.
Did he pick up the dry cleaning already?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I'm giving you a live field report from I just got the dry cleaning.
Yay!
Ooh. For my boo, or bay, however you.
Yeah,
want to
bay.
Say that.
Yeah, that's what all the kids say.
I still like boo.
Yeah.
I like these bae. Crazy kids.
Yo, bay. Why do we have to shorten baby to bay?
Or is it before anyone else? It's an anagram. Is that the word?
Before everyone you fuck. I don't understand bay. How is this an anagram?
I don't know. Ask Pharrell. Didn't he make it up?
I don't know. Well, they spell it weird, too. It's spelled B-A-E.
B-A-E.
Before anyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, because I keep thinking Y. B-A-Y.
Oh,
or
no.
B-E-Y.
No.
No, that's like
Beyonce.
That's when your girl has crabs and you put Old Bay.
It was short for Beyonce. Hey, Bay. I wish you looked like Beyonce.
Well, hey, the bay thing, they also use it weird. Have you ever heard, instead of like, it's not, I'm going over to my bay's house, and it's I'm going over to bay's house.
Yeah, like it's a proper name.
Yeah.
It's weird.
What did you and bay do yesterday? Oh.
Kids today.
These kids are so crazy.
Get off my lawn.
Exactly.
Get off my dry cleaning.
My nice shirts.
Get off these.
Oh, I've got a dirty joke. You want to hear my joke?
Yes.
Let's hear your joke.
Do you know what happens when you put the Energizer Bunny's batteries in backwards?
Ooh, what?
He keeps coming and coming and coming.
Thump, 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 thump.
Insert applause gif here. Oh, excuse me. Applause gif.
Gif. Well, yeah. GIF. Right,
right. GIF, whichever you prefer.
Well, then I'm going to put them in backwards in my jackrabbit.
There you go.
What did I just do?
You started something.
Now, we were just talking about Tom Hiddleston before you called. Oh. So now I'm thinking all is in my brain is Tom Hiddleston, Bay, Jackrabbit,
coming. Batteries and backwards.
And coming and coming and coming.
I'm happy.
Now, the Jackrabbit, is that the one that looks like it, on one side it's almost like a bubblegum bomb dispenser?
Yes.
Yay.
And it has the rabbit on it for the clitoris.
That's
which
so
is a little freaked out.
Yeah. I don't want to think about woodland creatures.
Think about woodland creatures while I'm getting off.
Yeah,
right?
That's weird. You don't have to look at it.
Thank God. And it does have like little marble, like little like marbles in it that kind of go in a circle. Mine broke.
Are we gonna have like vibrator show and tell on the next show?
I would, but it broke.
No, show and tell. You don't tell.
I was not gonna show.
Wow. Well, yeah. There you go.
Let me show you how it works.
Our next episode, broken
totally
sexual
like
devices.
I thought you were going to rah, rah.
Rah, 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 rah.
Want your vibrator.
What? My vibrator.
We could do this song.
Totally.
Come on. Let's do it.
Rah, 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 rah.
Rah, rah,
rah. I'm doing
Come
it
on.
Very hesitantly.
Come on, Howard. You got to help us with this one. You're the one who's great at making up songs.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Washing my vibrator.
I want to hide it, so I put it in the drawer. I'm not a basic bitch, but I can be a whore. You love it.
Yes! Wow.
There you go.
That was amazing.
Exclusive.
I think we also did a mashup of two different Gaga tracks there.
We may have.
I just okay, have so gay. Great.
Did we? I thought it was all Poker Face.
We did Poker Face?
Oh, no, you're right. It was Poker Face and Bad Romance. It was Bad Poker. Bad Face.
Bad Poker.
Poker Romance.
Bad Poker. I'm going with Bad Poker because it could be played in so many ways.
Yes.
It's a great euphemism.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Poker, like bad sex.
Mm-hmm. That guy was such a bad poker.
He was a bad poker.
Oh, no. You always remember the bad ones.
Yep.
But you always return to the good ones.
Mm-mm-mm. But I thought sex was like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still good.
No.
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 No?
No.
That's only for men.
I think for men, it's like that. Men are like, yeah.
Don't care.
I put my
sex.
Penis in the hole somewhere.
Like,
we're okay.
Doesn't matter. Head sex.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You're the one man here, right?
I don't. There can be bad sex. Maybe that's like a straight guy thing.
Wait. Okay, you know what? Yeah, there you go. So, but do you return to bad sex?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Gosh.
Too many
fish.
Howard, what are your Valentine's Day plans?
Oh, okay. Well, we kept it really simple. I bought some steaks and some like seafood. We're gonna do like a surf and turf thing.
Nice.
And then we're gonna cook it, and then we're gonna cook it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, 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 no.
There's gonna be no bad poker in there.
I am exhausted right now. Okay,
we put you to work, baby. Thank you for working for Mouthy Broadcast,
working.
Where you get no compensation except for our undying love and attention.
Yes.
Well, anything for you, broads.
That's right. You're doing
but
it for the glory
let
of love.
You go again.
Well, thank you for calling in with a second report.
Yes. But this is Howard Moody, and I'm over and out, okay?
Over and out.
Bye!
Roger, Roger.
Rah, rah,
rah, rah, rah, rah.
Wow.
So awesome.
What an unexpected and spontaneously crazy episode this is.
Mouthy Broadcast, an unexpected journey.
The desolation of Howard. No, I'm just kidding.
I just finished the cheese doodles, too.
God damn it, I only got one of them. Fucking greedy.
Oh, look, she's Aww. Sharing. Aww.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm good.
I didn't
I'm on a chocolate. I'm like on a, I've had all this Cran-Rita-Ritas and chocolate.
We're going to go to like a restaurant where they serve really fatty food too.
Where are you going?
I don't want to say because like.
Well, just say the generic.
It's going to be like.
Type.
It's going to be one of those restaurants that's kind of hipster. It has like tons of like fried food and like homegrown southern food and lots of it. And it's really, really good.
I know what you're talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about, too.
I just don't want to say the name of it, not because I'm trying to hide it, but because we have listeners all over the world who are
Yeah, they don't care.
Who?
We don't care. Yeah.
What? I'm going to a movie theater slash restaurant type place in a little while.
But the restaurant movie theater that you're going to is actually pretty nice. Not one of those gums on the floor, like swilling you beer, take your fucking beer in your face type of place.
Yeah. You know what I wish we had around here was an Alamo Draft House.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's like a hardcore movie lover situation with
it's
the same thing.
It's kind of like the one that you're going to, but it's stepped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
they're very catered to movie lovers. They show all kinds of, you know, crazy movies, and they'll have menus catered to those films and drinks catered to them.
Like,
and
totally they'll do, thematic. Like, they'll do, they'll do themes. Like, the one up in Winchester, Virginia does, they, or one time they did an Alfred Hitchcock month. And they would do like one every week. And I was like, son of a bitch, I want to go up there and do this so bad. But it's like on a Tuesday night, so I'm not going to go up there and, you know.
By the way, when I say that we have listeners all over the world, I mean we have one or one listener or two listeners all
Hey, shout out to that dude in Australia.
Yeah, like two out of our five listeners total.
Good day, mate.
Right?
Good day, mate.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
That's awesome, though, man. We reach across... or under the world.
I think we're tied together by our love
Vegemite.
Of the word cunt.
Hey, whatever works.
So apparently in Australia, there's some sort of trademark thing with Vegemite and Pizza Hut doing, or is it Domino? I don't know who is doing it. But a pizza place is doing a Vegemite crusted pizza.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'd eat it. I'd try it.
Well, I think if we have an actual listener in Australia who really listens to this, he should call us and talk to us about it eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call would, we like want to hear that sexy Aussie accent. Come on.
Yeah, because you know, Google Voice, you can make these calls with no problems.
I love dudes with accents. Whatever happened to that Welsh dude?
I don't know. He fucking dropped off the face
of
the earth.
Dude, where'd you go? Are you still listening to us?
It actually makes me sad because he was so cool.
Yeah. Was did we listen to it?
He called us a couple of times.
Deb passed the does she listen test.
Nope, I did not. Oh, Lord. I don't even listen to the ones I'm in. Like I download it just for account. I'm like, I downloaded it.
Dang, that's cruel.
I listen to every single one.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. She's Can I just smack her in the face now?
I listen to everyone.
I don't believe you.
I listen to everyone.
You don't believe me?
No.
Just ask me a trivia question.
I'll ask you something about Hiddleston or Cumberbatch, and you'll have it.
Yeah. What is happening?
I think Deb's having an episode.
I think she's seizing.
And I can't ask you a question about a show you were on.
No, you don't have. That's what I mean.
Because I don't listen to any other shows. I can't quiz. Oh, it's all done.
Take my word for it, folks. I listen to Mouthy Broadcast, and I'm also a masochist.
But we got a voicemail like a year ago.
Oh, wow.
It has been so long. But he called for you, basically.
Which is why she's been sitting on it.
Oh, that's not even what I was referencing. I was referencing what? Referencing? Referencing one of our fellow broads that I thought was going to call. But
She did, but that's going to start a whole different topic. And this show's like almost, almost done. Tell you what, while I'm looking for this voicemail, tell the people of the world about this beautiful thing called RoffCon.
Oh, yes. The Ring of Fire Con. It's happening in Virginia Beach, the very end of February, 27th, 28th, and I guess the 1st of March, which is a Sunday. And it's basically a fandom convention. There's all kinds of things that you like. There's sci-fi, there's pop culture, there's anime, I guess, all that kind of stuff. And special guest Peter Mayhew, who also plays Chewbacca, is going to be there.
Can you do a Chewbacca voice?
Oh, very badly.
Okay.
Whoa, Deb, that was, I don't know what that was. That was Chewy in like a love-making throw of passion or something.
Suck it.
I don't need to picture that right
Yeah,
now.
That's... But anyway,
you speciest.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate Wookiees. Just kidding. I love Wookiees.
Just don't want to have sex with them.
Yeah, I just don't want to bone them, but, you know, I don't want to see his Wookiee wiener, but... Anyway,
it's furry.
I did totally just picture that.
I know, I kind of did too. I was like, oh God, why did I say that? But yes, Peter Mayhew is going to be a special guest, so you can go and meet Chewbacca, and there's a special thing. It's a VIP dinner thing that you can shell out money, and you can have dinner with him the first night of the convention.
Are you doing that?
I'm totally doing it.
Yes. Now tell everybody the special connection that you have with him.
Oh, well, yes, this is going to be exciting. Hopefully I'll be able to tell him the story because hopefully he'll remember. But he named a freaking goat after me thanks to Twitter.
I think that is the most awesome thing. I mean, it's just
crazy. Me and William Shatner.
And you basically just he posted a picture of his goats, right?
And he didn't post the picture. He just said something that a goat was having babies or for whatever, because he owns a ranch or something in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
he said, help me name the goats.
Yeah. And I just randomly was like flipping through my Twitter feed and saw this. So I said, OK, well, I'll just say, hey, Meredith's a cool name. That's me. Name it after me. And just by luck of the draw, he saw it. And so he said, OK. Here's the goat. And then he posted a picture, and then he was still soliciting names, and William Shatner got involved in the conversation. And so he named one of the other baby goats after William Shatner.
Nice. So your baby goat namesake is brothers with William Shatner's baby goat namesake. I can't even words right now.
It's crazy. So yeah, I'm excited. So when I see him in a couple of weeks, I will inquire about how my namesake
goat is doing. How's my goat?
How's my goat? I love goats.
Play this voicemail.
Hi, this message is for Elisa Burris. This is Sarah May from Dressborn. We just wanted to let you know that your blouse has arrived.
I'm so sorry, Lisa.
If you still want to get it,
yes,
you can call us.
I want that blouse.
526-2573.
Well, that was from 4 months ago, and you'd have to drive to Petersburg, Virginia to go pick it up. And I'm just now listening to that voicemail. So
I'm excited.
Lisa, if you're out there, go pick up your fucking shirt.
Yeah, you have a fucking blouse. Is that where they said that was from?
Like the
go
dress
to
barn.
The fucking dress barn. Jackass who has no fashion sense.
We've got some freaking offers for home security systems. I thought those were very interesting,
nice.
Too. Yeah. Let's see what this one sounds like.
Hey, ladies. This is Nobilis Reed calling in. I just discovered the Mousy broadcast today and downloaded the most recent episode and listened. I'm sorry, I'm not a bitch. I know that's what kind of people you wanted to call in, but
what kind of bitch?
Anyway,
basic
just
bitch.
Wanted to let you know that I found the episode very entertaining. I'm definitely subscribing. And lots of fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling
in. That is amazing.
That was so sweet.
That was cool.
And you know what? I really feel bad now that I'm looking through all of our voicemails because like that was also like 3 months ago. And I hope he's still listening. But it takes like extra wires and setup to do this. So like I'm usually kind of lazy and I don't want to do the voicemails.
That's so cool, though. Thank you, buddy.
Aww.
Thank you, buddy.
Please call us again, even if you're not a basic bitch. We love you.
Yes. Love you long time.
I can't believe people are downloading this shit and liking it.
Oh, I found the voicemail I was looking for. Here we go.
Hello, ladies.
Jesus.
This is Dan from When Nerds Collide, and my summer was great. It involved a jar of peanut butter and a three-legged dog. But that's a boring story. I just want to call and say how much I love your show. Love it so much, in fact, that I had Ginny and Mary on mine. And even after calling Ginny shit out, we still had a blast-a-rama. Mary sang to us. The word cunt was thrown around. Believe it or not, we had more fun than a jar of peanut butter and a three-legged dog.
Stop bringing that up.
Anywho, I look forward to future topless collaborations. And again, I love your show. It's a massive catastrophe. Oh, one more thing. One of my other favorite parts about having Ginny and Mary on was when we went to the chocolate factory and then the conveyor belt broke and it was shooting chocolate everywhere. And Mary was shoving them down her shirt.
You know it.
And then Ginny was shoving them all in her mouth and you were rolling into all the chocolate.
That's so accurate.
classic Ginny.
Motherfucker, there's a third bitch on this show.
Speaking of which, I owe her $20. Hey, good times.
Oh, it's been that long. Remember what he owes
you? I think when he thought about me shoving things into my mouth, that's when he was reminded that he owes me $20.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. She needs $20 to shove things down her goozle.
I'm a little insulted.
Why? You shouldn't be insulted.
I wasn't in the
you
show.
Weren't there.
I wasn't invited.
Well,
what, I'm not nerdy enough.
No.
Oh, fucking suck a dick.
You were probably.
What if I had
something?
I don't believe you.
You were probably washing your hair.
Shut up.
don't even know why I always said
She's
that.
Making yogurt.
I was making yogurt, actually.
You were playing trivia crack before it was even invented back then.
She's such a fucking hipster.
You were
hipster.
In the future.
Such a hipster.
Yeah, you were playing trivia crack
be
before it was cool.
Can't be a hipster anymore.
That was okay. Sweet. That was Dan, who does When Nerds Collide.
Yeah.
A cool podcast.
And we'll have to get him on for like an actual show sometime and not just when we're hanging out at Tidewater Comic Con and then
treat like interviews.
I can't wait to hear him call for you now. Please, Dan, call in for Deb.
Whatever.
Bitch life.
Bitch life! I'm pouring out my cran burrito, but nobody died yet.
White bitch life.
That would be the pumpkin cran burrito. Pumpkin latte.
That's
pumpkin
latte.
Pumpkin latte.
Latte, latte.
Pumpkin latte cran burrito.
La da di da di. We like to party. Anyway,
pumpkin
what time is it? Is it time for me to go?
It is time for you to go.
Shit.
It is time for us to all go.
Oh. We gotta go.
So glad we had this time together. I don't even know the words.
What song are you singing?
The I can't remember what the fucking theme song is.
For what?
I'm so glad. Just
sing, Jenny.
Oh my god, I'm gonna
Should
have to
I
go
sing
for... no,
the Sean
on off end song?
Oh, didn't Carol Burnett?
Carol Burnett,
sweetheart.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Sean on off.
Sean on off. How did it go?
Do any of you kids know that?
Sing it.
Well, I was singing the goodbye part.
Don't sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
That's all I know.
Yeah, that's enough. There was one that Carol Burnett did, and I think that's what she's trying.
Yeah, that's what I was
trying. It's the goodbye song. Man, I'm so stuffy.
I'm so glad we had this time
together.
Oh my
just
God.
Just to have a laugh or sing a song.
Give us a call at 541-CUNT.
And before you know it,
follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Malcolm Broadcast. MalcolmBroadcast.com. For all you Malcolm Broadcast.
I missed you, fuckers.
There's a time you put aside.
I love you guys. Thanks for coming back, Mary.
Suck it,
bitch.
I missed you guys. I'm glad
and a time
you
both of you suck it.
You
like I said, okay. I would spread them. Ben is still
woo!
But all right, fine. I like you.
I like the best.
Oh, well, I think we should wrap it up now before
all
we...
Right. Good night, all of our stuff. I'm going to curl
We're going to go have a massive hug. Because it's technically Valentine's Day.
I'm the dumb bitch.